This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. White Lotus Home, mattresses, pillows, and bedding made from organic ingredients that offer a good night's rest. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Vever, get tough tools, kitchen supplies, and more. Save 5% off with code FIT5OFF. Creation Watches, the online megastore for discount wristwatches. Save 5% off with code FIT5. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 666.
Six, six, six.
Yikes. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. He's doing straight up shots of vodka and or glacier water.
Like glacial liquid from a stream.
Right from a god.
Yes.
What's happening?
Nothing. Summer's in gear. It's been amazing to be outside all the time. I'm happy about this.
It's been a little too warm, but
been golfing some. It. Had some good things happen, some bad things happen on the golf course. You know,
breaking clubs out there. God damn it!
No, not breaking clubs. Just getting annoyed because it's fucked up. Because you'll have a few like the okay shots, couple bad shots, and then you'll have one where like, fuck, that's a fucking great shot, and then go back to like, come. It's like, why can't I be more consistent? If I'm capable of that, why can't I do it all the time? But I get it. It's a tough sport. So
yeah, it may be the toughest. I don't know.
Can never sometimes, put every everything you flow, together.
Some days you don't.
Yes.
Because I think the last time we played, I was not flowing.
Oh yeah, no. But it might have been.
I think that was a tough course because there were houses on every side of it.
We will never go back to that course.
Yeah, that one was shit.
Yeah, the first front nine was brutal. Too many trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you? What's new?
The cicadas are laying off us, so that's a good sign.
That's amazing. About that. I heard there might be a scent when they all die.
Oh, yeah. I read that. It's already been in my front yard. Smells like dog shit. Yeah. I've already started cleaning up some of them in front of my front tree in the yard. And then I have this mint spray that, I don't know, it comes in like a gallon jug and it's supposed to keep the bugs away. So I'm basically using that as a deodorant for my yard in certain spots because anywhere around a big tree or a bush, it smells like dog shit because they're just dying off.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll degrade. I'm not like the guy across the street that spends 3 hours a day picking up with like a pooper scooper, grabbing them, put them in a bucket. In 95 degree weather for 3 hours. What are you doing, man? Just let them die. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah. I think he might have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
That's his hobby.
Except deal with the police when they come a couple times this year. But anyway, I want to start with a little Conor McGregor talk.
Oh, God. Here we go. Yeah.
So, Pinky Chael Gate? Sonnen. Yeah, I want to start with Chael Sonnen because this started before Conor started talking about his pinky toe. So he makes this post. Let's see if I can read it. Okay. Chael Sonnen says Conor McGregor is not injured, claims the reason he pulled out of UFC 303 is because he's currently in rehab for substance abuse, including alcohol. This is Chael talking now. He said, McGregor's not hurt. I don't know if we're making TV here, how much we're supposed to play along with the idea that he pulled out of UFC 303 because of an injury. He's not injured. It's a very tough spot when he has the people that are coming out speaking for him that have been filled in and they're all sworn to secrecy. They won't want to cover, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to it, fucking Chael. I'm just saying it's a tough story to sell. Have this proper drink. I'll see you in a proper while because I'm in a proper facility right now. So basically he's claiming he's got a substance abuse problem and they don't want to put that out there because both McGregor and Chandler own liquor companies.
Oh, Okay.
So I think that may have been what prompted Connor to release the info about his broken toe. And he said some weird shit of, here's Connor talking. Man, we're so fucking super ready for this fight. It's absolutely gut-wrenching to take. I want that new Bugatti. How am I going to justify to myself getting that now without banking these fights? We had a lapse in concentration and engaged in a training session without wearing the full protective gear. And I hit the toe off the elbow and broke the toe clean. It needs a few weeks. That's it. I couldn't justify to my team or the fans I can make that walk hindered again. That walk has been seen. This next walk has got to be, and it will be, 100% Conor McGregor. Fans deserve it, and we are getting close. A slight lapse in concentration and a nuance of an injury was picked up. Blah, blah, blah. I've got two fights left on my contract. I've got Bugattis and more yachts on my mind. Coming to shine. I just got to take my time. Okay, and blah, 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 blah.
Are you
going to
keep giving us busted the rhyme?
A rhyme. Fucking A right. So basically, what do you think about all this? What's going on? Is Chael Wright, is he in rehab? Is it really just a broken toe that takes him out of action? And then the last question, like Joe Rogan said, he thinks Connor is smart to pull out of this fight from a broken toe because he throws a lot of kicks.
Yeah, I was going to add that, actually. Yes. So what is going on? So far I've heard it's the leg, I've heard it's the toe, and I've heard it's a substance use problem. So whenever there's discrepancy like that, it makes me wonder if it isn't usually the worst case scenario. In this case, I think it would be substance use.
It's AIDS.
And it's consistent. No. And it's wow. Why you gotta take it there?
Well, I don't know. It's worst case scenario, right? Yeah. The guy has AIDS. I think it's what Tommy Morrison had, but anyway.
He did. But I mean,
I digress.
Given all of his social media posts, I think it makes sense. There's something going on, like with he's partying all the time. That cannot be an act.
He's like Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's not prediction. My guess is that he's got some kind of issue. I mean, I doubt he's actually physically injured.
He was at some event over the weekend. Might have been Bellator. He does look soft. So he does look like he hasn't been training. And I believe he was wearing sandals. But when he got out of his vehicle, he was hobbling. And then he took three steps and was walking normal. And I don't know if you've broken a toe. I've broken probably two or three toes. Mm-hmm. It hurts, but it's manageable. Is it going to affect you?
Do the buddy system, you know, tape them up together.
Yeah, that's all you do for a broken toe. You tape it to the next toe and deal with it.
Yeah.
But, and I think Connor even said the pain from his toe hurts more than his broken leg did. So, what the fuck are we talking about? I don't believe any of this shit. I think something's going on. I'm with you. There's something bad happening because you don't pull out of a fight for a fucking broken toe.
Especially a big fight like that. We have him and then we got Tyson with the ulcer. Like this is crazy. It's madness.
I don't believe any of it.
He's never pulled out of a fight before. So it's like something is up.
And why now? Why now? Out of something that would be the most basic of an injury you could have. I would not tell anybody it was a fucking broken toe. And that's what I pulled out. That sounds so fucking weak.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little bitch. I can't. You're never going to be 100%. It just doesn't happen. So just accept that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We'll see. The paparazzi stock him scene. Let me see that toe. Picture. Exactly. There's going to be pictures.
Or just
of
step
toe.
On it.
It's not even his toe. It's somebody else's toe.
And he's trying to, the other thing that's kind of weird and semi-depressing is they're kind of, I don't know if it was Dan Hardy that was interviewing him in the ring at one of the fights over the weekend, but it didn't sound like he's going to fight Chandler next if and when he comes back. He's like, I kind of like to fight him, but, you know, we'll see what happens. So, like, you're going to string this guy along for two fucking years and then potentially come back August, September. I don't know what the time frame was. and then not fight Chandler. And I think the other issue is Dana was saying, we already have shit lined up for so far. I don't even know if he was 100% healthy. Where the fuck do we put him in?
Right.
So he may be out till next year. Again, I'm going to say, I don't think he fucking comes back.
Ever.
Because if a toe is going to take him down, what is next week going to be? Oh, I got the sniffles. I can't fucking fight. I got the sniffles.
Uh-huh. I'm a little gassy. I gotta pull out.
Fuck it. I got a hangnail and go. I can't do the podcast next week.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Yeah. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And seriously, it's super fast. You have quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
That's right. And for this upcoming weekend, I'm shooting Moon, Ingo. I picked Ricky Simon. They have more than 37.5 significant strikes. Jillian Robertson, they have more than 31.5 significant strikes. Joe Fizer, to have less than 40.5 significant strikes. And Alex Bejeda, to have more than 50.5 significant strikes. So with these four picks, there's a power play that pays out 10 times if you get all correct. So just know it's very easy to do and use the Prize Picks app. So you can download the app today. Use code MMA Nuts for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code MMA Nuts for a first deposit match up to $100. You pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I like it. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to announce that the smooth sex summer is officially upon us. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're groomed from pubes to bum, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. You can make this season your smoothest yet. The Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate bundle to keep your boys downstairs cool while looking hot. Join the 100 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. You can get 20% off and free shipping when you go to manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. Summertime and the trimming is easy.
Word. The Manscaped Performance Package 5.0 Ultra has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the belt. That's why I trust Manscaped. For all my sensitive areas.
And you can get 20% off free shipping. Manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping. And Manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. It's smooth sack summer, boys. Get on board. We're getting left behind.
Whoa. I don't want to be left behind. Never. That's the worst.
No chance.
What else is going on?
Should we talk a little bit about the UFC that just happened over the weekend?
Sure.
I watched a couple of the fights. Robert Whittaker successful against Aliskerov.
Yeah.
It was kind of a one-sided ass whooping. So it looked like man versus boy.
Yeah, he took that fight on short notice.
He did. He is the journeyman, bringing it home.
He is making it happen.
And then of course I want to talk about this Pavlovich Volkov heavyweight fight, which was I thought was going to be really exciting, but former training partners, I think these guys, right? So there's some stuff, but it just I mean it just felt like Pavlovich never could get inside on him and wasn't trying to, and just kept, I was like watching it with someone like while I was out somewhere, and they were asking, I'm like, it seemed like George Foreman just like he just kept running in the end of a freaking telephone pole with that jab. And
no, I think the guy's 6'7", so he should have a hell of a reach.
Yeah, he was just pummeling him. So, you know, and then there was like some skirmish after Pavlovich tried to like assault Volkov, and Volkov's like, you do that shit again, I'm calling the cops. The whole thing went out of control.
Yeah, and I forgot. I thought I had the video of it, but Volkov was getting his hair brushed between rounds.
Really?
And maybe that was giving him extra power.
It's like being
I don't groomed. Know where I put that, but hopefully I can find that. I'll put it in the podcast.
They brushed his hair. Wow.
They brushed his hair. I've never seen them do that.
Okay. Maybe he likes it. It does feel good to have your hair
It's
brushed.
very nice. It's very nice. Like, dogs must love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then what was the other one? Kevin Gastelum misses weight for the third time in his career.
Yeah.
And
Wins the
what was,
decision.
yeah, he shouldn't, he should take points off for that. And I think the ironic thing was he has just put out a podcast. I think a week before this fight that was called Missing Weight with Kelvin Gastelum. So
Oh,
you're gonna
God.
name your podcast of what you're gonna do, and he's eating all sorts of bullshit foods a week before. Eh, not a good look. Dana White, not so happy. Because when you
Yeah.
think about guys that have missed weight and been lucky to still be in there, it's Gastelum and Rumble. Remember, Rumble missed a whole gaggle of times, and he even moved up a weight class and then missed weight at the new weight class. Like,
Yes.
holy shit. Because I think he was at
Well, he was like
170.
170,
He
and
was
then he's
fighting at
fighting.
170, but I think he weighed 220 and he was cutting to 170.
Well, he went to
And
heavyweight, right? So obviously
eventually he made it all the way up. Yeah.
his body was meant to be a heavyweight.
Yes.
He was just fighting it. He's trying to keep his girl figure. God, is that guy fucking huge, Rumble Johnson?
Yeah. True
I don't
that.
know. That's all I got for that event.
All right. Let's talk about this upcoming UFC 303. I'm gonna pull this up here. It's gone through many revisions, and now you have Alex Pereira versus Jiří Prochrájec, if you'd say that correct, at number two for the light heavyweight title. Ortega versus Diego Lopez. Anthony Smith's on there, a couple ladies. I like this Ian
That
Gary
should be good.
Machado,
Should be exciting to start. I think
MVP.
lots of energy to start the card, hopefully.
Joe Fizer should go berserker in his fight. Cub Swanson against Andre Touchy-Feely.
What a name.
Yeah. And Michelle Waterson still in the game. Oh, with the Gomez on now versus Jillian Robertson. Fucking Andre Arlovsky going at it still. He's 72. He's been in, I think he's got 72 fights in the UFC also. And I mean, it's a solid card, but there's no Conor McGregor. There's
No,
no Conor McGregor.
no, no,
I'm just kind of making you dizzy here. Sorry. I was trying to
It's okay.
stop the scroll. I'm like,
It's
what
okay.
am I
Whoa,
doing here? I'm
whoa.
scrolling crazy.
Did we talk about the main event yet on this one or no?
No.
Do we want to?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just make my prediction. Like, Paz, way more tactical in the striking. And he stopped Prokhorov last time. Was it fall, November? December? When the hell was it? I don't even remember.
November 11th,
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah. I mean, McCrike has a chance because, these guys are tough striker dudes. And I don't see much wrestling happening in this, but anything can happen. But I don't see the outcome being any different the second time around, especially the short notice and everything else. So.
Yeah, that's tough because who's in better shape for both of these guys? Because I think it was supposed to be, I don't know how many more months out in the future. They were gonna fight, let's call it 3 or 4 months from now,
Yeah.
maybe. And then they're both stepping up on super short notice to we need a fucking title fight and we need it now. Can you guys
Yep.
do this?
And then they said yes. Like fighters do. I like it.
Yeah, that's what real fighters do. They just step up.
Yes,
You wanna
they go
fight?
for it.
You wanna fight this guy? I don't care. So yeah, we'll see. I'm debating who I want to pick. I'm gonna just pick opposite, just out of spite. Take Prokhorov.
Okay.
Because usually one of us will be right.
That's good. That's good.
That's a 50-50 chance that's gonna happen.
Oh man, that's funny. Unless they don't fight, then we'll both be
Yeah,
wrong.
or you go
That's
to a majority
majority draw.
draw. Yeah,
Oof.
we haven't had that in a while. I hope I didn't jinx it or you jinx it. Anyway.
No. I forgot this earlier when we were talking about McGregor.
Yeah, go ahead.
I found this on the web. I just remembered. UFC 600, Chandler versus McGregor.
I saw that.
I mean, well
It's
done.
wild. I don't like McGregor with the long hair.
He looks like the guy Gandalf from freaking.
Yeah, and Chandler looks like Joe Quenneville, former Chicago Blackhawks coach.
Oh, nice. That's out there. I don't know who that is, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, he got banned from hockey for a little bit. Blackhawks had some issues in the past. We don't need to talk about these things.
Not necessary. Yeah. Yes.
Let's finish off some sponsor action here.
We'll do that? Okay, you got it.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance. Get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, maybe even a backseat of a car, a pickup truck. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And remember, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night. Simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription to your front door within days. And just remember, this stuff is all made in the USA.
USA!
Yeah.
That's all I say. If I hear USA, I go, USA! I don't know why.
Makes sense.
So Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
This episode is also sponsored by Lucy, made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. Choose your strength. 2 milligram to the volcanic 12 milligram.
Whoa.
It's crazy. 2 milligram suitable for someone who uses nicotine infrequently. 4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy if you have an everyday nicotine routine. 12 might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of other nicotine pouches and just want to go for it.
That's right.
Choose your flavor, mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. Ooh, espresso vape. Interesting. That could be cool. Instead of coffee, espresso vape. That's save yourselves from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. Save 20% off code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Just like that. And I almost clicked on the leave button after that. So take that.
That would have been epic.
Like, whoa, this is aggressive.
Click. And I'm done.
And out. What the fuck?
I would let you back in. You'd
yeah. Can I get back in?
Yeah, there you go.
I fucked that up. He's I need to back. Be back in here. Are you going to do that AI assistant and take over for me? Yeah.
The AI will just put your video back on without telling you. Like, just you didn't talking. Need to leave. You're back. Don't worry. Yeah. I got you.
Perfect. Awesome.
What else is happening? I got some Paige Van Zandt news.
Yeah,
so apparently she's going to be competing at Power Slap 8 in June 28th, which is
it's right around the corner.
Literally next week.
Next week.
And she says in a recent podcast she was on, Austin Vanderford, I think, whether motherfuckers like it or not, I'm doing Power Slap. I'm fucking Paige Van Zandt. I was in the UFC, bare knuckle boxing, and now I'm doing Power Slap. I'm going to do literally everything and just piss people off. She forgot OnlyFans, but anyways. what do you think about this?
Well, I'm just wondering why. I think part of it is just to kind of stay relevant in the combat sports world, but I got to imagine Dana White is paying her a fuck ton of money just to bring more eyeballs to the sport. And I'm also wondering, is this like a prelude to the booty slap league? So you bring Paige in. Because remember, Paige and El Brook had that boxing match and they fought to a draw. And like, oh my God, these two are very attractive and probably shouldn't be punching each other in the face. But maybe they're going to go to booty slap next. Because I saw
it's a button hook. They're telling us it's power slap, but they're going to have their booties up instead of their faces.
Yep. I'm okay with this. I've seen Paige training for this. You want to see a little video?
I'm ready. And I'm also scared.
This can go a lot of different ways, but it's going to go the correct way. I don't know if I have volume, so.
Oh, here we go. She's ready.
I'm very scared for her if that's what she's delivering. And I wonder, the only way she's going to win this is if she actually can throw a hard slap, but if she goes first. So I don't know if that's part of her deal, that I can come in and I'll do this and I'll go first and the other person takes a dive.
Perfect.
I don't see her winning at all, but I see a concussion and possibly a KO in her future. I don't know. It's very frustrating. I just hate when they do dumb shit. So I saw Dana White was talking about Ronda Rousey. I want to get your feedback on some stuff. So
I'm ready.
He was explaining why it was impossible for Ronda Rousey to grow and evolve as a fighter in UFC. He said, while Ronda Rousey was doing what she was doing, building the sport and the UFC and women, all these other women were training to beat her. She had taken so much on her shoulders at the time. It was literally impossible for her to keep growing as a fighter during that period. So what do you think?
I
mean,
I think there's validity to that point. Cause if you look at like just right now in today's switching sports, like Rory McIlroy was a dominant golfer for a long time. And then he's been kind of the face of like PGA for the last few years. And he's been golfing like shit. Like I think it is hard to do both, extremely hard, because the focus is always on, you know, other things other than training, where you can, you know, train without doing all that. I think that's quite helpful. But I don't know, you know, I don't know how much it hindered her. 10%?
Yeah. 8,
you know, 20%? 6? I don't know how you...
I think 10% is fair. I think the biggest thing is, I don't know, maybe her fucking head coach was a goddamn moron.
Yeah. He's a snake charmer.
Head movement. You're doing great, champ. While she's getting her face fucking pounded for 99% of the fucking fight. And his advice is like, rampage. Like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
And how many other guys did you see him fucking coach?
Zero.
Besides Travis Brown. Travis Brown got a little taste of that action. But yeah. And I'll just show you, you know, some shadow boxing if you want to see her shadow box.
Sure. Yeah, it was bad.
Allegedly the best striker the UFC has ever seen.
That's terrible. It's like looks like tentacles, not arms.
The worst shadow boxing I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's see. How much, what else do I have? I have, so there was a boxing match over the weekend, Bare Knuckle FC, and Keith Richardson gets TKO'd. And then I want to get your take on what happens. I'm going to give you a little bit of volume. I think it's okay. And then something weird happens after he gets TKO'd.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this or not. There we go. So green shorts, and see, the ref is trying to stop it. He's literally fighting the ref, and the ref grabs him by the neck and was like, see, one more time. Still boxing.
So a couple of things. One, I enjoy the other fighter that does not help him at all. And he's just doing backflips and celebrating.
Yes.
He's like, I don't give a fuck what the ref and you're doing. Two, I think there's a lot of gay sexual energy in that fucking bare knuckle thing. And I don't know. I think the fighter wanted a piece of the ref. And the ref wanted no piece of him. I don't know. It seems very awkward.
Well, it's confusing because if he's TKO'd, how's he still? I don't know. I guess he is boxing the wrong guy. That should say something. But
well, when you get rocked, sometimes you're seeing stars. It's just sometimes everything closes in, and sometimes when you're really dialed in, you have tunnel vision. You don't know what you're just swinging, right?
Yeah,
you could be totally KO'd and you're just swinging. So, is he trying to hurt the ref? Not really.
No,
he just wants to get in his pants.
That's right. He's a little dazed
and confused. Let's see. I saw, and you're speaking of BKFC, they just said Yoel Romero is in negotiations with BKFC right now. Isn't he in his late 40s?
Yeah, but
fucking take the guy that's known for wrestling.
It's confusing, but he's big and he looks menacing. So.
Yeah, isn't he friends with Mike Perry, though? Maybe that makes sense. I could be mistaken, but I think him and Mike Perry are friends.
You're like, come on over, man. The water's warm here.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike Perry's fighting
Jake Paul.
And I think we've seen this before, but there's some other footage of Mike Perry boxing Lyoto Machida. I always like these weird matchups where it doesn't make sense to see Lyoto and Mike Perry sparring.
This is recently?
Yeah. Or not. I don't know. I'm just going to say it's last week. How's that?
Perfect.
It's last week these guys are going at it.
Yeah. They're just...
they're boxing and Lyoto's got shin pads on. Just in case.
They're looking good.
Yeah.
Just in case he's got to kick a motherfucker.
That's right. You got to let him know.
Oh, you want to hit me too hard? Here comes a kick.
That's right. Back you think off. This is point karate, motherfucker? I didn't know.
Yeah.
And here's some. I don't know if I have to blur this out, but this is about 20 years ago to the day, and I got to mute it because it's, I don't know. I don't like one of the commentators. Rampage versus Arona. The slam heard round the world.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just saw that footage of that again recently.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to kind of blur this, but Rampage basically picks him up, slam KOs him, which you never fucking see anymore.
Nope. Did we talk about the backstory on that? I read this article about that.
I don't think so. Go ahead.
Now you reminded me. I'm like, there was something I didn't like copy into my notes.
Yeah.
He was saying that he was mad because supposedly the guy, it seemed like the guy had tapped or something, and he was really mad, and he's like, when I picked him up, I wanted to put him all the way through I wanted to like kill him, basically. He was so angry, and that's what allowed him to have the strength to slam him down like that. So that's why it was like
almost killed a man.
He was like, he just went gorilla on him for a second. Yeah. So, which is wild.
Yeah.
Also, 18 years ago today, June 24th, 2006, Mike Bisping wins the Ultimate Fighters. I think season 6, there's a picture of him.
Matt Hamill?
Yep, there he is. Old school. Season 3. 18 years ago.
Matt Hamill beat him, by the way.
Yeah?
Remember that? That's always when I say, what was the biggest travesty or one of the biggest travesties in UFC? Matt Hamill.
Twice. John Jones with the elbow,
Michael
too.
Bisping.
What the fuck, yeah. Man? Matt Hamill's involved in a lot of weird shit.
Exactly. EA UFC Sports redid Conor McGregor. I don't know.
Really?
Who is this, Ingo? Is that Conor?
Does not look like him. I mean, the body kind of does, but the face, no.
It's okay. So far off. It's just beard and not right at all. Weird. And that's weird. That why would you post that when you fucked it up so bad? And you even post it with, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
It's odd. I know I was going to talk about some AI, and there's a handful of weird things that I saw recently, and I don't know if I can play the sound. I feel like I need to play the sound for this.
I'm ready.
It's kind of epic, and this, we'll see what happens. I'll take my chances on this one, but this is a little AI action.
What in the hell?
And then they turn into two separate guys.
That is crazy. I mean, that looked really real.
So that was some kind of AI. Apparently, this picture. Oh, I just hit the wrong button. I don't know what just happened. This picture is also AI. Jennifer Lopez at 54. They said this is AI. So is this the wrong or right way to use AI?
I mean, it's a fun way.
Exactly. It's a way.
It's a way. I don't know.
Let's keep playing this game. I'll just show pictures. I'll show one more picture. Is this AI or not AI? This is Kay Hansen, UFC fighter.
Not AI.
You're right. Not AI. But it could be. But it's not.
It's ridiculous.
I think this is a new game we should play. I'm going to just pull a bunch of pictures and go AI or not AI.
Perfect.
Maybe UFC fighters, maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And then there was this fight. I'm just going to do a couple more weird things. Apparently, we're going to stop fights with motorcycles now. So two guys are fighting, and they're kind of counting it down.
What the? That's the round?
Yeah, and that's how we end the round with the motorcycle. I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. And where are we fighting? Is this like Krav Maga mats or something?
Looks like it, yeah. It's like somebody's back
pretty much my garage we're fucking throwing down.
Yep.
And the last of the weird ones is, can you submit this guy? Is this guy unsubmittable?
What in the actual hell?
See, I almost think this is AI, but it's not.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know how many dislocations are going on.
I mean,
yeah.
When you see that, it just looks like something went very horribly wrong. But he seems to be fine. So
yeah, he's all right. I'm sure he's totally fine. What else is going on out there?
Well, I wish I could play the audio of this, but I can't. There was a jiu-jitsu match that happened recently where the guy taps and then goes unconscious. I'll just, you tell me if you, okay, no sound. So one boy here on the ground is in deep trouble. He's got a leg around the neck, and then this guy's got his arm.
Yeah, he's got a weird triangle on him.
Yeah. So he's like still okay. And then he's like, I'm tapping. Right. And then he's out. And then old dude snaps his freaking arm while he's out. That's
what is the ref waiting for?
And then he comes to and he's got a broken arm. What are your thoughts on this? Whose fault is this? What is it, the ref? Is it the dude who broke his arm?
No, it's the dude who got his arm broken. He should have tapped earlier. He ain't getting out of that fucking triangle.
Yeah.
And the guy that's submitting, you go until the ref stops.
True.
Tough. Tap early, tough. Tap often. Any horrible injury, unless you're fighting Husamal Paharis. Because even when you tapped early, he still broke your leg or your heel or your knee or your shin. Did.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I still feel like balls of steel, anybody who fought that guy, like especially near the end before the whole thing fell apart when Alan Belcher figured out the game plan.
That was my favorite fight. Because remember Rogan, because he's down on the ground playing footsies with Paharis, and Rogan's going, what are you doing? Don't do this. This is insane. Oh, my God. I'm like, don't worry. Alan's got his shit together. He'll be all right. Uh-huh. He was all right.
He was okay. But I was nervous for him the whole
time. That was so funny. Because Alan at that time was one of my favorite fighters. And then that's not how you want to see your fighter go out with some kind of devastating career-ending injury. Because that guy was fucking people out. He was eye-gouging people at the end there, too.
Yep. So I got a couple KOs and some knowledge left. That's it.
Okay. I think I'm almost there. I got a unique technique of the week. Here you go. New technique. Let's check this one out from Kaposa. And I turn the volume off on this. Oh, now we don't want to play, huh?
Oh, son of a bitch. Lions fight Brazil.
Hang on. Let's try to refresh. There we go. So woman on the ground and a little coochie strike here. They actually stopped the fight.
Because of that?
Yeah. Well, to take a point away.
Yeah,
there's an alternate angle.
You can't do that.
Why not? She's a woman. She gonna feel that?
I think she would.
It might. And one last one before we do some KOs. Apparently in Brazil, there's a sex hotel that has an MMA themed room with an octagon bed. So yay or nay, are you staying in this room?
No.
You're right. I am not staying in this room.
I might visit this room, but I'm not staying in it.
It's fucked up on so many levels. Because there's also that Bob in the background that Paige VanZant slapped.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what goes on in this. I'm out. No. Let's do some KOs. I got to get away from that.
All right. KOs. I have the first one.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a heel kick from the floor KO. Sorry, I'm still getting used to the new Zoom button layout.
Yeah,
everything looks
it's
different.
Awkward.
Hopefully it'll sound good. So, didn't see it. Heel kick to the face.
Ooh.
KO. Boom.
And then he should submit him. He should KO him and then fucking triangle him.
Snap his neck. Execute him.
Fight to the death every time.
And then I got one more, which is little guy versus big guy. I'm not sure if this is real, but it looks real.
AI or no AI?
Yeah, AI or no AI. That's the question. Here's a little guy, little chuck and move.
Oh,
and
this is real. I've seen this.
And he freaking hits
that
him.
That guy's
like
slow and that guy's fast.
Sack of potatoes.
Yep.
One more time. Oof. You have seen that?
Yep.
It looks
I've
real.
I've seen a lot of shit. That's what's good or bad. I don't know. It's not healthy. I've seen a lot of not healthy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. I probably have to blur this because it's a UFC thing, but AI or not AI?
Oh, geez. Not
Photoshop.
I mean, that looks like
I feel like his head got bent a little too far.
I think that's AI.
I feel like that's Photoshop.
It totally is. Like, it wasn't, and then it was.
And then it was, yeah. You're dead right there. You're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got one more. This one's legit. These are the ones I don't like, but I like. It's two women.
Oh, damn. Ouch.
When you go down, like, you just got, like, a tree got chopped, and your leg gets bent horribly like Crow Cop.
Your foot goes
up your asshole.
Broken foot and all
not
the
great.
Things.
Not great.
It's not good.
Let's see. A little tweet of the week action. I got a couple here.
Okay.
I never know what this is going to be. Oh. So this woman was making the rounds. I'm sure you've probably seen her on your timeline.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her. Oh, there's no sound. Were you meaning to play sound?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Sorry. I've got so used to not playing sound. I need sound. Because otherwise, there's no context.
Yes.
Oh, you got to give him that huck too and spit on that thing. You get me?
Congratulations. I'm coming. I'm coming!
Whoa, Jesus Christ. That's frightening. He's fighting this weekend.
That's still epic. It's
terrifying.
He's crazy. Whose idea was that? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. And then John Jones might have fucking have the tweet of the week for sure. He says, I've had a cocaine bear out tearing through my garbage this morning. Sorry, buddy. Can't help you here. Should have caught me some years ago. Do you believe that? That he's not on the cocaine?
No.
The cocaine bear in his yard?
That's crazy.
Who wins, John Jones or the bear?
Is the bear's name John Jones?
Exactly.
That's the question.
Yes.
Okay, then the bear wins.
Yeah. John Jones versus a tornado.
Right. There's a tornado's name, John Jones.
Exactly. Let's do some knowledge, unless you have anything else here.
No, I have one. I don't. I think you might have showed me this before, the sport, but there was recently a hobby horse championship that took place in Finland. This is apparently a very fast growing sport.
Wow.
It's a hobby horse championships.
Everybody racks their horse like golf clubs.
Yeah, hang on, they're gonna show them going around.
They brush their manes.
It's like a thing where, you know, you got your own shit here, and then here we go. This is what's happened.
Holy,
this is the game.
Shit balls.
They're wearing like little suits and they're running around pretending to be hobby horse jumpers.
So you have to actually be an athlete because you got to be able to high jump,
I suppose. Or if you have a good horse, I think you're probably fine.
I feel like this sport would be more effective if they're of age and naked.
Sure. Works Fair. For me. Agreed. More interesting.
I know a few weeks ago, maybe it was last week, or I don't remember, but remember how we had the Oilers titty fan where she was at a game and pulled out her titties?
Yes.
Shook them around.
She got in trouble for that.
And apparently the UFC had one of those. I had no idea.
Yep.
Let's turn sound off. I'm going to have to blur this a little bit, but, you know.
Oh, did the UFC? Yeah. Did the UFC?
I think she got banned because I think she was a Instagram / OnlyFans type of chick. I don't know. Not as impressed with her as the Oilers lady. One. And the Oilers lady, she was originally going to go radio silent. And I think when she did her little action, ever since the Oilers were down 3-0, then they came back and tied the series 3-3. And they're actually playing right now. I don't know who's winning, Panthers, Oilers. But anyway, so there's actually a happy ending to her story. So she signed a deal with Playboy. And I had no idea Playboy was still a thing. But there you go. There she is. Wow.
Good for her. She's turning a lemon into some
into limes.
Damn.
So she good
looks,
on
she
her.
Looks, she looks different there. But
yeah.
I don't think I hate it.
No, I mean, represent. Represent.
Yeah, good for her.
Support your teams.
That's right.
Damn it. Oh, let's shut down.
All right. Well, we made it through episode 666.
Yeah, it was scary. I was frightened the whole show.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Now done. Don't do it. Don't be putting your voodoo on me at the end of the show.